And we're back.
Black and a Half, special episode number 86.
Yes.
86, like what happens when Manny goes to a bar
and
he gets 86.
Oh, right? There you go. I thought that was like a new sexual position. I was like, I don't even know what 86 is, but I'm sure it's happened to me.
I don't know. I thought it stopped at 73. I don't know. Like, what happened?
Oh, man.
Like Crystal tore out the end of the Kama Sutra. She's like, I'm not doing that. Nope. I'm not doing that. No,
nope.
Oh, it ends right there, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
So it's just missionary. Like, oh, huh? That's all that they have.
I'm Sas Lindenstein.
I'm Manny Martin.
And with us today,
Samantha Ryan.
Yeah, the whole crew's together.
Hostful. This is a fun episode. We
dive into it. We don't hold anything back.
We don't
back.
Mess around.
We don't fuck around.
We talk about the people of color in the cinema.
Yes.
And it sparks off a lot. Like, I actually thought that was going to be like
just
five,
a quick
10
segment.
Minutes
yeah.
of it, and then ended up being a lot of the episode. But I think you'll learn a lot.
Yeah.
Learn a lot about black people.
Yeah, and we definitely talk about directorial
choices
and I'm the
Dick Cavett of,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm,
yeah who
I'm
knows
saying.
But
I'm
you know
a devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I don't know, try to I think I've been thinking about race a lot.
Yeah.
Shocker. Silas, no, like, yeah. Just, you know, I think, yeah. I think positions
you know part
evolve
of me
and,
part of me also wonders if it has anything to do with Kamala falling out of it, you know, and we only have
fuck
some,
y'all.
Yeah,
fuck y'all for not supporting her.
Yep.
Fuck you for calling her a cop.
Right.
You know what? Do you follow? You don't follow politics.
I don't follow much.
Yeah.
I shared this article
yeah.
about calling her a cop was
well, what's
racist.
What's wrong if she was a cop? Is the thing
she wasn't?
Like, what's
well,
wrong
okay.
if she was?
Here's the, always, one okay. article that I was really focusing on the idea that calling her a cop was a way of calling her not totally black.
Right.
And mm-hmm. questioning her blackness to it. Mm-hmm. And somebody was saying, well, I always read that on right wing stuff that, mm-hmm. that would bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. It's like, really? Because I read that in black groups.
Right. Mm.
Which, surprisingly, I see the similar things are said in black groups and said in right wing groups about people like Kamala Harris and being
right.
black enough. And homophobia. Mm-hmm. Those are both in the same.
You ever
they think
wonder,
in the same lines.
You ever wonder if like sometimes like white people creep into the black groups under like, you know, a fake black name and just to stir up shit?
I wish that was true, honestly.
But no, but
I've heard that happens, but if I hadn't met so many other
black people,
people
that we
that
know
are homophobic
that are
and
extremely homophobic
yeah,
too.
That I'm like, okay, no. Or
yeah.
if I hadn't been like if I didn't get laughed at a few weeks ago in a Lyft ride when I told a black guy I was black.
Isn't that
laughed.
Crazy? Yeah, it's
like,
always.
He thought I was joking with him. I'm like, yeah, now I'm going to one star you, motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, that's yeah. the hardest thing is like when you always have to compare like how you're when you have to prove your blackness.
I've never had that happen to me.
No?
People are always like, you're hella black.
You're hella black.
We totally get it.
Pass
would
the
one
scone.
Day love to be
yeah.
as black as you. It's a hope and a dream. No, it's very annoying.
Isn't it, though?
It's annoying. It's like, A,
yeah.
I never said I was the blackest person ever. And B,
right.
though, like, I am as black as I should be.
Exactly.
I am authentically myself. And the still the amount of black that I
yeah.
am. And it's not a competition.
We wrote a joke a long time
it's
ago for Silas. And it's kind of like, you know, I'm not. So you say I'm not black enough to say the N-word, but I'm black enough to be called it. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
so it's
yeah.
like, yeah.
That's
so.
Yeah.
But we get into that. This is the kind of yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. This is kind of the episode.
A taste of it. We didn't talk about that, but there's a taste of it, and we talk about that.
Yeah. But we appreciate you listening. Today's episode.
Big shout out to our sponsors,
yeah.
Patreon sponsors like Stephen Ward,
my man.
Yeah. Thank you for joining. If you want to support the show with a small monetary contribution, probably less than you spend on coffee in a day.
Yeah.
You know, you animals. go to patreon.com/blackandahalf. That's patreon.com/blackandahalf.
And it keeps you in tune for all that we do. And we
yeah.
want you to be the first to know. You know, we've got lots of big events coming up. And
you'll know first.
You will.
Big thanks to Skyline Property letting us use the facility to record this. And of course, if any of you are out there looking to buy a home from celebrity real estate agent Silas Lindenstein, feel free to go to silasgetsreal.com and they'll hook you up.
Yeah.
That's my tax deduction for this episode.
What's today brought to you by?
Today's episode is brought to you by darkness.
darkness.
It's not just the way you like. It's not just the way you like your coffee,
right?
It's the way you like your podcast. Right? Since 1984. No, you know what's funny? I didn't realize podcasts didn't exist until the iPod.
Really?
I didn't know that. I was like, oh, I thought they. On computers, I just thought they.
That's what I thought.
They're like, no, podcasts, because iPod was started.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, no, it all makes sense when you hear it all together. And then, big shout out to everybody. Thank you for support. Please go rate us on iTunes. That would help us get us up there. And big shout out to our listeners in Italy. And
Also, make sure you follow us on social media. Buongiorno. Make sure you follow us on all social media. I'm at Manny Martin Jr.
I'm at Silas L.
And
I'm at Samantha Rund.
And also at Black and a Half. Right?
At Black and a Half.
Yeah.
Is yours the same on Twitter and Instagram?
Twitter and Instagram.
Yours?
It's the same, but I barely tweet.
Instagram, I'm Silas Laughs.
That's right.
I should make them the same. I don't have enough followers. Probably wouldn't hurt anything if I just restarted. Yeah. But I'm like, I want to transfer my tweets. Some of them are golden.
So you can't just edit the name, huh?
Well, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Put a referral on.
I don't know.
New account at.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Yeah. Try to edit it.
I should, because I think it should be Silas Laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I'm funny.
Yeah, we had a buddy who just edited his and was able to change it. So,
I'm gonna try it. Yeah. Maybe, hopefully there's not another out there.
Actually, that was on Insta, so I don't know. I mean, but you would think Twitter should have
Insta.
As
we short,
that's what the kids
now?
Say. That's what the kids say.
Insta.
Like, so I was like, we were at a comedy show and Tyler Smith literally was like, "Hey, yeah, you guys can follow me on Facebook." They're like, "How old are you?" And then they were like, "You're not on Insta." I was like, "All right."
You can watch me on. Space?
MySpace.
No, there's one now that it's like
TikTok. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Follow me on.
That's stupid. All right.
We need a channel. We're gonna do that. Yeah, we'll like do a little video each time. Hey, here's us doing.
We probably
an
should start doing that.
Actually, that'd be fun.
We should.
Oh god.
All right, we're gonna jump on TikTok soon, guys. So follow us on there too.
All right. Here we are, episode number 86. The one about darkness.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Prosper. Did you guys ever watch Party of Five?
Yeah,
but not as much. I really loved Jennifer Love Hewitt, and then what's the other?
And Jack from Lost.
Yeah,
I loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Party of Five. You know what's so funny? When you said that, I was thinking Seventh Heaven for a minute, but I watched both of those shows.
Seventh Heaven was better.
What, maybe did I watch more of that? I don't know.
I feel like I watched more Seventh. Did you ever watch Seventh Heaven?
I didn't watch either of them.
Oh, okay.
Party of Five, though, is getting rebooted.
Huh.
It's going on at a station called Freeform.
Okay.
But they're doing original stuff now. Like, I don't even know if I have it.
Well, so if I remember Party of Five correctly, it was like these five kids who were kind of orphaned, and then they kind of lived together. But there was also a black show that was like that with the kid. So do
you
remember
black shows, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So this guy, Ralph Harris, who's a comic, he was taking care of all of them. But all the kids were actually brother and sister in real life. And you remember Michelle's little friend on Full House, she was black?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. So it was her whole family. And they had a TV show for, they only had three episodes. It was,
They're rebooting Party of Five.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be, it's a Latino family.
Oh, okay.
But the parents were deported.
Oh, are you shitting me?
That's sad.
I know, and I'm kind of like, wait, so the white people, they died, and theirs is just getting deported, like, to make it timely? Is that what it, like...
Do you know what's crazy about this, though?
Like, is why, like, why can't their parents just die?
That's what I'm saying, right? Here's the thing, though, is, like, do you think it was a white corporate exec who was sitting there and was like... You know, because back in the day, I'm sure, with that the spinoff of the black family who was raising, they're like, oh, yeah, they're in poverty, and, you know, it's just like real life. You know, the blacks lead it up. And then then you've got... the whole Mexican thing. Do you think they're like a Trump supporter? Do you think they're like...
No. I think they're trying to be current.
Current with, like, the whole situation. That's what's
happening. People will connect with it right away. I'm like, but it's not even about... It means they're stranded. It means now they're going to have this thing about me and Papa are in Mexico, right? That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. That was a horrible...
I took Spanish in college. I got a pass.
Can you roll your R's?
No. Okay. But then, also this week, James Bond, 007, you see that? They're going to have a black woman.
Oh, that's right. I saw it.
I think, I don't know if it's a handoff of the torch because what's his name's in it?
No, so here's what I think.
Wait, is Idris in it?
No.
Oh, because you remember the talk about Idris from before.
But that's because the audio book. Daniel Craig is in it.
So my mom hates him.
Here's what I think happened is that from watching the trailer, I didn't listen to the sound. I was just watching the clip. Like, I was at work and I was
on a... What kind of game is this?
Like, okay.
That's what we should do with Manny. We're going to play him a trailer. We don't have the sound on and he has to guess what this movie's about.
So,
oh, that sounds like an awesome game, actually.
That really would be.
It does.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
Thank you. Just created our next TV show. It's patented on Black and a Half. Yeah. So basically, when I was watching the trailer, it looked like, first off, I was on a conference call and I should have been listening to the real conference call, but I was watching the trailer. So that's what really happened. But watching the clips, it looked like Bond went missing in action. They thought he was dead. So they replaced his number and gave it to somebody else. So they gave somebody else 007.
Oh, okay.
And she's 007. Mm-hmm. But he finally comes back and they realize he's alive. So now it's like, oh, 007's back. And, you know, so I don't think she'll take up the reins forever, but I think that she's his replacement temporarily, and then they'll probably kill her off.
The black woman coming in to do the white man's job.
Exactly. See,
it's a good opportunity though to switch it because there's all
right.
007, or she can get her spinoff. Because was it Halle Berry that was on?
She was in 007 movie.
And weren't they supposed to spin her off into her own?
Yeah, that was like Catwoman,
but
right?
They didn't.
Oh my god, that's so stupid. If they thought I was serious.
Oh my god, that's the best.
And now I feel like there's one other. I was like, there's another
Black Widow.
Black Widow. I don't think that counts. But I felt like there was another one this week that, they're making everyone. Okay, I'm torn with this whole idea of inclusion.
Yeah.
You know, of like, oh, well, we need to make, they're like, well, we're going to make somebody black.
Right.
Or make them a woman because, which is good because we need to identify, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, but there's part of me that's like, how about we just, but what about our own stories?
Right.
Like that aren't slaves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Totally.
That'd be fun.
Kings
right?
and queens. And yeah, I mean.
Like, well, even, but even like new, like so many movies are about people in the hood.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the stories of like our story, right?
Right.
Of just normal, other than Boomerang, which I've talked about on the show before.
Which is great.
Like
best soundtrack
she's
ever.
She's never seen it.
Oh my god, we gotta watch.
I think
watch.
I have the soundtrack. Though.
Yeah, soundtrack's legit.
Everyone should own the old CD collection.
It's like of just black people that are just normal, and it's not you know, and they're not dressed like a woman.
Well,
you know, it's not. What's his name?
Films. Yeah, yeah. Tyler Perry.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's like dressed like a woman. Who's dressed like a woman?
Madea. Tyler Perry. And everything he does.
But I'm with you though. I think that. Not only that, too, it's like we don't have to reinvent everybody. Like, you know, I'm glad they made Nick Fury black. I don't necessarily want to see a black Superman. I grew up with Superman like being one way. And why don't we just create new superheroes? Why don't we create new origin stories and everything else? I don't know. That's
I don't know why it made me think of this, but one of my favorite memes or pictures was it was a picture of a black family and they dressed like the Simpsons. And somebody said, oh, how would you like it if we did we dressed, you know, you can do that, but then we dress up like a black family and have a fit. And someone said, bitch, the Simpsons are yellow.
For real.
And I was like, what made you think they're white?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
funny. I mean, obviously, the neighbor's white. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's obvious. But, you know, we don't know that Simpsons
Yeah.
It could be black. Yeah, it could be black. Asian. Kids. I don't know. I mean, skateboarding.
I don't really care what the color the Simpsons are, for real. I mean, is Homer a good role model for anybody?
No, right. No, nobody wants to claim him.
I know.
But it's just funny that, people would even think like that's appropriating.
I agree.
It's like, why did you think? Well, if that does not show a proof of institutional racism, mm-hmm. right, is that the default is white. So even if they're saying that, oh, the yellow one must be white.
Yeah.
Because yellow people aren't real, but if they're real, they must be white. I mean, that's the default.
Yeah. I'm with you, though. I mean, it's the whole inclusion thing. It to me, I know I keep going back to this, but it's like us winning that award. Like, don't give me a fucking award.
I'm kind of torn on the Superman thing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up watching Superman also.
Speak to me. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, now you're talking my language.
Yes. I like the Christopher Reeves one is the one that I remember the most. Right?
Exactly. And
iconic. Fantastic.
Right.
But didn't they have that one guy who was Superman and wasn't he Latino or he just looked Latino in the series?
Dean Cain?
Yeah. See how he smart not. He looked Latino.
He was not. No,
he looked white to me, but was a Mexican.
He's definitely not Latino.
He's super GOP.
Yeah.
Well, you see,
to the G, to the O, to the P.
Yeah. I'm just saying. He definitely seemed different than the Christopher Reeves version.
Yeah. I could see him different.
Looking
it
up at the time, I just thought, oh, he's Latino.
It would.
I was wrong. But
it would feel weird.
Would it feel weird to have
there's no black Kryptonians.
But here's the thing. It's a made up place.
Yeah, you can have.
I mean, I just feel like there's some kids out there that are going to really love to see that. And some grown-ups. And, you know, I get that it's a big controversy, or it could be, because it's like a beloved character.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, so.
But do we have to take the alien? Like, why do we have to take the
Yeah.
He's in it.
But, oh, no. Huh?
He's an alien.
No, but I mean, okay, but it's also too from like an acting perspective. Like, I'd like to play probably not Superman specifically, but like certain characters that aren't thought of as black or whatever race. It's like, but that's a great character. Why can't I play it? Doesn't say anywhere that it has to specifically be a certain race.
I saw Grease at the Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They did it a couple of years ago, and they made two of the characters became black.
Mm-hmm. I played Sandra D.
Get it, girl. Hey.
Not at that production. They made, in my life.
I'm trying to think. I think it was Rizzo.
Mm. Oh,
That was black. And for me,
Lizzo.
Well, the thing that bothered me about this, I'm trying to remember actually if they, I don't think it was Danny or Sandra. I think they also made the slutty one.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. Making Rizzo that way could seem to make an alternate statement from
the thing that bothered me was that there was no acknowledgement. Because I'm like, this is 50s. You're all racist. Right. Like,
yeah,
you're all racist. We know it.
Totally.
But like, you know, the T-Birds use the N-word all the time, right? But I'm like, we're not acknowledging that this is a different relationship.
Right.
And I'm like, holy crap. To a degree, it makes me wonder if it is whitewashing the era by just suddenly just mixing in people. Like,
they mostly just among their
friends? Because it's about the 50s.
But.
Right.
Yes and no. Well, at least from how I remember it, it seems to be more about like the kids in high school in the 50s. Mm-hmm. I mean, given, some of them were probably doing hate crimes and whatnot like they are today.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it's an interesting.
I mean, I think as I'm more separated from theater, I think about that more of like, well, why you're just making them black?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, that one character doesn't make a difference, but I start thinking realistically, I'm like, this would really affect what's going on, and there's not even a look like, oh, all right, yeah, no, I'm cool with it, because it's the 50s. We literally have segregation happening.
Talk about that in Greece?
They don't, but I mean, only because we're all white.
No, but I mean, but that's not really the topic. It's like,
it's not.
But like, I mean,
but it's a reality of that time period.
You know, they mix up races and genders and whatnot all the time. But if you're going to do that in Othello, it gets a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that. I think, where is it? They did that production work. Was it with Patrick Stewart? They had like a white Othello and everybody else was a different race. So, I mean, race is such a central.
Well, everyone's black.
I mean, sorry, they flipped it in.
Yeah,
in
that so
one. Yeah, yeah, did it.
So he was white, and everybody.
Yeah,
was,
that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's such a central
let me ask you this.
Subject in that play.
Just because you have it on, like, if we even go further back a long time ago in a galaxy far away, like, if they were to change Luke, Leia, and Vader to black, would that, like, you think you could mentally make that shift if they were to reboot it?
The reboot just sounds like...
It sounds awful.
It sounds like rewriting the Bible, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's so raw. I'm not happy that there weren't ever black people in Star Wars, right?
Except for Billy Dee.
Yeah, but so I'm glad they're correcting it now,
right,
rather than be like, yeah, what if Luke was black the whole time?
Right.
We'll just make him black now. And it's because I mean it was already kind of funny to me when we realized Leia was adopted by Jimmy Smits,
right,
and go like, she thought that was her dad.
Yeah.
So she thought she was a light-skinned sister, right? Like, I was like okay, it's a fantasy land, so
right,
we're gonna pretend that she didn't know, she never realized that was going on, because maybe in that world, you know, she was just light-skinned. Maybe she's like my son.
Oh, there you go, that's a good point.
He's super white, who knows.
Yeah,
all right, I guess that happens.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. I'm not necessarily in favor of changing these iconic characters to be of color. If it's like Captain America, would bother me because I'm like, but they were
America wouldn't accept.
But if you do it, you got to. If you're gonna reboot it, I want that whole story changed to that he was in the Black Infantry in there, and you know they gave some syphilis and they gave some
the super serum.
like a blind study.
Yeah.
Let's see, one of these will work. I want you to change the whole story.
Exactly.
I don't want you to just insert this person who historically just makes no sense.
How do you feel about Nick Fury?
Well, see,
I had no feelings. I had no idea Nick Fury was white. I didn't even know I vaguely knew the name.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know. So I was like, this makes sense.
Well, that for the average person is just kind of like, why not?
So. And he's one of those characters that, they kept restarting anyway. Mm-hmm. So if he was supposed to be in the 40s, it maybe it wouldn't make sense.
Right.
But if it's 70s or 80s, he could have started whenever. And then you're like, okay.
It makes sense.
And they gave him a good backstory.
They did.
A decent one, I guess.
I'm still thinking about what you're saying. It almost seems like there's two issues. And the larger one almost seems to be, why not just write something new?
Instead of all these reboots.
And if you're doing a reboot, maybe make it more than just, but it's different because they're a different color. So,
let's see
your point.
I guess I want to see, instead of a reboot, I want to see a reimagination of this tale. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, this wasn't about color, but that movie Brightburn that was out, where
it was great.
What if Superman
was
landed,
evil,
but he was an evil kid?
Oh.
And you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's a harsh.
It's
I took
dark.
Sierra to see it, and
is
it was rated
now?
R. No,
it's on. You could watch it on Netflix or
you can download it. But it's got some gross scenes.
It's
gross,
huh? I mean, gross to the point where it's it's gory. That's
it is a horror film.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah,
that's
it's
not
like
for me.
There's only a couple scenes that I was like, well, it's just a couple scenes. Some are scary, but the scenes that are the couple are fucking. And one of them I wasn't expecting, so I couldn't cover her eyes or look away, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just apologized to her. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean that. She was
totally
so furious. Let me see that.
Yeah.
But,
you know, that was a great reimagination.
It's a complete reimagination of the whole thing. That's what I want to see with it. Just reimagination.
Yeah. You know,
we got Green Lantern.
Yeah, we got a Green Lantern.
We got a Black Green Lantern.
Okay, so we have all these Joker movies, but each one's a little bit different. And all as in there's just one called Joker right now, but we've seen the Joker
reimagined
in, all these.
I've almost had my fill of the Joker now.
Yeah,
too, as far as he's now going to become my Superman or Spider-Man.
Yeah, too much.
I don't give a fuck on how
I loved Brown Spider-Man.
No,
that's
a
whole
Brown
different
Spider-Man
story too. But
yeah, but see, I not knowing as much about the Spider-Verse or anything, I loved it.
Totally.
I'm just. If Uncle Ben dies one more time, I'm going to help kill him. Right? I'm so sick of seeing Uncle Ben die.
Yeah. How many Jokers have we had now?
Well,
I mean,
just in my... Jack Nicholson, then...
Heath Ledger, and then...
Jared Leto,
and...
And now this one, I'm like...
Joaquin, yeah.
I feel like, okay, we get this.
We
get his origin.
Exactly.
I was talking today about the Superman or Man of Steel. Did you see Man of Steel, Samantha?
I did see. Oh yeah, that was with the pretty guy,
Henry Cavill. Yeah.
And I really didn't care for the movie. Yeah. So someone like, didn't really have any heart.
Or Josh Chambers was talking about saying like he liked the first 2/3 where it was like interesting background, interesting story, but it didn't like where it ended. It was just like them fighting at the end, like it was like a battle without much story.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's hard to have a Superman battle though.
Yeah. Well, one thing
it's like,
well, what I was saying, I think was successful about Lois and Clark and a lot of superhero, like Buffy was a superhero.
Right.
Where their villain, whatever they're battling that episode, is a metaphor for something else. Right. And I think the successful movies have been like that, that it's not all about. It's not just 90 minutes of fighting with a super special effects. Like you gotta, the story is just missing. And I think writers or producers are just so scared and so weak that they won't write just an episode that like Star Trek is always. Normally it's this. It used to be, this film is a story big enough to be a film, not just an episode. This is a film level. And that's what the Superman and all the superheroes should be. This is a story that is so big, it can only be told in a movie instead of just a TV show.
Right.
And with Superman, they keep going like, well, let's just do his origin story. Because it's kind of easy to write an interesting origin story rather than just an interesting episode, which I think is why sequels are always challenging, and like Charlie's Angels, you know, the second Charlie's Angels after the first one was great because you got their origin story. You learn how they're going.
Right.
And then the second one, like, well, we already dealt with them. Now what are we going to do?
Well, right. And that's the other thing too, is how often are the sequels that is part of the idea initially in the initial stories. Like the story is so huge, it can't be just one movie. It has to be split up into three. And how often does it happen where the first movie is just so successful and the fans like, we want more. So they give us more, but it wasn't intended to be more.
Yeah. Yeah. And they go nuts with it.
Go ahead.
What if they took the Ghostbusters reboot, right? When they did with all
but
the female cast.
All chickens.
Imagine if they had the faith of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. That no, it's three films. We're going to shoot all three films right now, and we'll make this big epic arc about it. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd be totally awesome. Like Avengers or the final Avengers Endgame, they shot it all at once. Mm-hmm. They just released it.
I think you run such a. I mean, it's you got to have a damn good movie if you're going to shoot that three story arc. You know what I mean?
Well, Lord of the Rings was a huge gamble,
right?
I mean,
and I didn't even like the first one. I'll be real with it. What? The very first Lord of the Rings to me was like a long ass hike that just kept going and fucking going.
The first one?
The very first one. I don't know why, I just couldn't get into it. But then the second and the third.
Told me Two Towers, I'd be like, you know, I get that.
Two Towers was a big battle.
Fellowship was amazing.
I loved it.
You know, and I think it's because I didn't read as a kid. So, I mean, I didn't read any of the Fellowship stuff.
I didn't read it either. Because
that was an adult year.
My sister got it one year for Christmas, and I was so jealous when she got it for Christmas.
Really?
I was like, these books should be mine. You don't even read. So messed up. I didn't read them, of course. They weren't mine.
You know, backing up to the Star Trek thing, I just saw an episode of Next Generation, and I was like, damn, it looks so outdated. Like, the fight scenes and some of the acting, I was like, God, like, it wasn't as strong as I remember it. What is it, the Ferengi, or how do you pronounce those?
Ferengi.
The Ferengi, yeah. They were fighting like Picard and...
That's an awful one.
Yeah, anyway, and like Data's like holding one of them up by their throat, and I'm like, God, this is Jodie LaForge just passed out on the ground. And I was just like, the set piece looks awful. But for that time, it probably looked great, right?
No, it didn't. I mean, the episode you picked out, I was like, that's a really bad one.
It was on TV.
There was a lot of bad ones on there.
Yeah.
I am amazed when I look at like Star Wars, how, because I was telling Sierra, I was like, you know,
you amazed at when you see Star
the
Wars?
The special effects of it for 1977.
Right.
I'm teasing. I'm just looking.
Looking
down
at your shirt.
That's, well, you guys can't see that.
Yeah, I know. So different medium.
It's a different shirt too. It's a good shirt. Yeah, it's a good
but
shirt.
The special effects of the first one do hold up somewhat, maybe not the LCD screens,
you know,
for it, but like the the laser fire, and it's, I mean, looking at Mandalorian, which is a TV show,
right?
And Star Wars, you know, both being on desert planets for part of it is like you see, like, no, it all, I mean, it even, all works together.
I will say this, even all, like looking back at you know, episode 4, the original, seeing them make a car fly and look at it and be believable, I'm just like, oh shit. Or even some of the space scenes, and I'm just like, to me, looking, you know, I'm sure they've touched it up since, but even just watching the unedited version, I'm like, damn, this still looks decent. It still looks believable. I can still, you know, feel like I'm actually in this. So
I think the great part about the problem with Star Trek is it had to try to look future, right? Right. And so it did, but now it doesn't at all. Star Wars was set a long time ago, and it was okay that there were relics. And sometimes there were new ships.
Right.
And sometimes they're old ones. And so it could be anywhere.
And yeah.
Yeah. So even the new didn't have to look
new.
Like new, like it didn't need to be next generation level.
Totally.
Where Deep Space Nine, Deep Space Nine took place on an old space station.
Right.
So that was easy.
Yeah.
That was easier to look. It's okay to look dated.
Exactly.
On there. Because it was.
That's smart. Yeah. I don't know. So we'll see.
It was funny that you said you just watched a Star Trek episode, because I just watched Deep Space Nine one last night.
Right.
It was on after I turned something off, and it was on, and Gretchen was asking me questions about, like, wait, I thought they were the bad guys. I'm like, well, yeah, but near the end they turn and it's a kind of symbolism.
Right.
And we're watching it, and I was like, the acting was freaking good.
Right.
And I was like, you know, Sisko was good. Did you ever watch it? You just shrug. You don't know if you watched it.
Yeah, I only seen a few episodes.
Deep
Space Nine.
Which
I didn't.
Is
that's the old
black
space.
Man?
Yeah,
the black guy.
In what?
Deep Space Nine. Star Trek. Deep Space
another,
Nine.
Oh, Star Trek.
Oh, another Star Trek.
Which episode of Star Trek or Star Wars or like?
Avery Brooks. Do you remember Avery Brooks? Do you not know Avery Brooks?
No, I don't think I do.
He was
Avery when I hear Avery from Grey's Anatomy. Oh,
he was on Spencer for Hire.
Yeah,
he played Hawk.
He looks familiar.
He always had great lines.
Right,
and then he'd say, like, Spencer, if you don't want to get wet, you gotta stay out of the water.
What the fuck?
He would. You go back and watch an episode. He'd always have these things that he would say. Spencer,
punch him in the face.
Right. So two things I wanted to ask you.
It's hot in the kitchen when you cook the chicken. I don't know someone.
Two things I wanted to ask you. One, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but Tarantino was talking about directing a Star Trek movie. How would you feel about that? And then I'll ask you the next question. A Tarantino Star Trek movie. Of course,
if
it's going to be.
If he calls Geordi the N-word, I'm going to flip out.
Yeah.
I think he's a fine director of action. It would be interesting to see it stylized in the way Tarantino does, if he does that. I don't know if they're gonna let that.
I don't think they are.
Instead of lasers, it's just like blood.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering. Right? It's like, are you? I mean, but I just want to get
I
your
guys. I think
take.
I would be. I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
I am interested in seeing it. I hope he doesn't change the flavor of it. Where, you know, there is something nice about that. I mean, they just finally cursed on it in Discovery for the first time.
Right.
They had the first F word.
Oh,
and it was a big, and I have friends who complained about it who are not, but they're just like, you know, it's always been a clean show.
Yeah.
It's just,
well,
and at which I do also appreciate the fact that you can write some stuff clean and still have.
Has it always been clean though? Because I mean,
well, it's been misogynistic.
Yeah. Okay.
But it hasn't, they've never swore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So like, it's nice to do have scenes happen and show that you don't have to use vulgarity. It could be by choice. It's just I think it's just like comedy. Like when someone goes dirty just for the sake of being dirty, I think it's sloppy writing when you're just swearing, not because of where the person comes from,
right?
Because words are so important in a film and your visuals. So I hope he I would hope that he wouldn't change it that much,
right?
But I'd be interested to see what he does with it.
Yeah. How about you, Smith?
I am an expert in this field, and I can say on both his movies and the Star Wars, Star Trek adventures, I have an expert opinion of I do not have an opinion. No, I would be curious to see it.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think that people should be confined to their genres.
Right.
I mean, because it'd be interesting to see like his spin on it.
Right.
But at the same time, it seems like it would be a melding of
right
of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Versus he's just writing the whole script himself. It right? does.
I think,
but you know what I mean?
Right.
It does stink like how you get in film in particular, like pigeonholed, like yeah. if somebody does like a good.
Right.
So my, you know, what's his name? Michael,
B. Jordan.
Who's the guy who did Transformers director?
Oh, Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
So Michael Bay might be a fine comedy. Like he might do some great physical comedy,
yeah.
you know, right. shows, or he might have a great love story,
right.
but no one's going to give him a chance. No one's going to light green light him.
Cause they've only seen action.
They won't give him a $20 million film
yeah.
to do a romantic comedy because it's not Michael Bay style.
Yeah.
Like, no, you see a romantic comedy or Michael That'd Bay awesome. Style. That'd be awesome. That'd be
fun. I mean, it would be funny,
mm-hmm. but like, what do you think? I'm always giving
because a good
like,
director, it shouldn't matter. Like if they're a good director, I mean, otherwise you're just like, well, I'm good at making this one thing,
right?
Mm-hmm. Like an actor, like the best thing about being one of those Hollywood actors, right? Once you're rich,
yeah,
they appear they'll go do indie films so mm-hmm. that they can actually act and do right. different things mm-hmm. than the. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're only gonna. Liam Neeson's stuck. Well, he
pretty well, sort of.
They do have different ranges. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Some people they can do more than one thing well.
But
and
I mean,
some people can't.
But like but child stars, like Radcliffe, right? He could like he was like I gotta escape. Go. Oh, yeah, I gotta no, go do I, some other right. weird shit because yeah. I'll never get work again.
I mean, otherwise. let's be real though. If you were a casting, you know, director, you would literally be like, "Hey, man, I got this this thriller where this guy has to like." You know, save the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, Liam Neeson is the yeah. fucking guy. They're yeah. gonna, you know, yeah.
It's human nature, you yeah. know. Until somebody sees what you can do, they just think of you doing the thing that they know you mm-hmm. can do. But what about the dude that directed The Joker? Wasn't?
Oh yeah, he was. I mean, he was comedy.
Right?
No,
was he?
No, no, no. He was.
I thought people were really surprised.
People were surprised then, because he actually wanted to get out of the genre that he was doing because mm-hmm. he was so tired of working. Oh my God, it's gonna bug me. Can we go to Google?
I know.
We got Uncle Google.
We had our phones. Yeah. Because I do remember hearing something about that.
But yeah, you're right. He did. He changed genres because he was so tired of dealing with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was comedy because people were criticizing him and he didn't want to have, you know, the mommy bloggers and everybody be like, you know, shitting on him anymore. So he was just like, I'm going to try something completely different.
Will you stop shitting on me?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want
to. So, okay, that's good to know. And then my other question I wanted to ask you guys on this. We are 2 weeks out from Star Wars. How are we feeling about that? Are you sad? Are you happy? What are you feeling?
Well,
are you excited?
Like, it's the end of a little chapter.
Right.
Right. It's not like but, Star Wars is ending.
But let me preface it this way. This has been your childhood. This whole Skywalker saga was you were there to see.
But I think next. I've said this, though. Like, it's not like I thought it was over.
Right. Well, that's right. You thought it was over years ago.
I thought it was over years ago until The Force Awakens. And it was like, oh, and then they're like, I mean, I wasn't even like thrilled that they're like, oh, we're going to hunt for Luke Skywalker. I was like, really? We're gonna make it about him. I want to see a new story. I want to see this black guy who's obviously
mad.
A Jedi.
Yeah, I was mad though how they depicted Luke through this trilogy. Like he just had given up, and you know, so maybe he redeems himself.
He became Yoda,
I guess. Like, yeah, isolation can make you crazy, I guess. So yeah, we'll see.
Go watch Empire Strikes Back and watch the scenes with Yoda.
Yoda's crazy.
Go watch Last Jedi. And see,
the
he does the same thing.
Okay, yeah.
It's a play. It's theater.
Okay.
It's a theater to train Rey.
Right.
Yoda did theater to train Luke.
Right.
Hmm.
Okay.
He literally, I think Yoda literally tosses the lightsaber. Luke's like, oh, what's this?
No, oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. The same way that Luke's like, whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm done with this part of my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right.
He just copied Yoda. He's a hack, if anything. Luke is the road hack of...
You know, it is actually, you know, you think about it, he actually disappeared just like Yoda did.
He's off to do some open mic now.
He is, yeah. He's going to do his own shit. Open mic. So, but are you excited to see the film at least?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's a Star Wars.
And I will say this. I did go back and see the Mandalorian episodes, and it's growing on me. So much better.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of it?
No.
No.
In fact, I sometimes feel like I should with how much you guys are so into
so
it.
Yeah, nerdy.
You should.
You're
yeah.
so excited about it. I'm like,
I wasn't.
Do you have
again.
Disney Plus so that you can watch Beauty and the Beast all over and over?
Why do you assume that I love Beauty
because
and
you're
the
a
Beast.
Woman in theater, right?
I used to love Beauty and the Beast.
You know, wait, now, what was your favorite though? What was your favorite Disney movie?
Mulan.
You know,
actually, wait, Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. went back wait. And watched Aladdin.
Beauty and the Beast. Oh man, The Little Mermaid was great.
Yeah,
Mulan.
And Little Mermaid's gonna be black now.
I know, which is awesome. But I don't know which one is my favorite. I mean, obviously, I had different opinions of them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mulan's the only one that like I still think is awesome.
Also, they have a live action Mulan coming out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, that's I amazing. Need to watch that trailer.
That
yeah.
Oh, live action.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was the other one that I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, another. I was thinking like this is a huge week for move films of color.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Like a lot of
big stuff is coming out.
But I guess that's not a reboot. I don't know why I was thinking it was like a reboot, but it was like, oh, Mulan. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, all these people of color on my screen. This is wonderful.
You know, I've never seen Mulan. I got to watch it. Did Eddie Murphy play the dragon? No.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Didn't?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I did finally see the new Eddie Murphy
Dolomite?
Netflix. Yeah. Dolomite.
What'd you think?
My brother and I watched
it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
I need to watch
so
that.
I grew up like we weren't supposed to watch Dolomite.
I didn't know it was based on a real story.
100% Rudy Ray Moore. Dolomite.
I thought
Dolomite.
They were creating a character about this. Like I didn't know it was actually a guy.
Yeah. So for the listeners out there, if you don't know who Dolomite is, he was originally a made up fictional character by Rudy Ray Moore. Rudy Ray Moore picked up some of these crazy lines from like homeless guys and just came up with Dolomite, and he had lines like, your sister's so sick, she got so low, she could suck a earthworm's dick. You know what I mean? Just all kind of crazy lines. And,
yuck.
You know,
and he was a stand-up comedian.
He was a failed music guy. And like,
I don't know, with lyrics like that, how can you go wrong?
Well, that's the thing. He wasn't that guy at first. And he was like, you know what? I just got to get, you know, funny enough for them to pay attention to me, you know, because he failed at so many different things that he wanted to, you know, he got good at the comedy thing, but he was like, if I can be on the big screen, mm-hmm. I can change people's perception and I can become bigger than life. And he made it fucking work. And I just remember watching those movies as a kid when we weren't supposed to. When my uncle would leave the house, me and my cousin would sit there and we'd just be laughing our asses off watching it. And like this guy named Hamburger Pimp gets shot and he like jumps back. And
Hamburger Pimp.
I'll show you the video afterwards. And for those of you who have never seen Hamburger Pimp, go to YouTube, type in Hamburger Pimp, and it's the funniest shit. It's literally like it's a bust gone wrong, and it's so good. But anyways, Rudy Ray Moore.
It's a funny movie.
It's a funny ass movie, and it's based on his true.
I think there's also like usually when it's based on a true story,
right?
I don't think the film's usually that good, mm-hmm. or it peters out at the end. Mm-hmm. Like Ray, I thought was really good until the last like 20 minutes.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, they're kind of trying to wrap
I don't
up.
Remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You don't remember
because
they don't know how to button it up at the end.
Exactly.
Especially if they're still like kind of alive.
When he's going through his heroin and shit. And yeah.
Like, okay, come on.
Yeah, we get it.
Like, oh, it's a 3-hour story. But this one was like, so I thought it was made up until the end. And then they're showing the actual scenes.
You're right.
The ones that they reshot. And you're like.
And it was like,
whoa.
I need to write this down.
Yeah. Well, I'll text it to you.
Sweet.
But I mean, it's also inspiring to, especially as filmmakers, you know what I mean? Like award-winning filmmaker over mm-hmm. here across the table from
yeah.
me. But to see another filmmaker and somebody who was just like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking go for it. I'm going to just keep going. And he made it work. And he became, you know, kind of bigger than life in the black community. I just remember like those tapes being in like my uncle's like, you know, tape deck or, you
know. And she said the same thing that somebody says it in that film that we hear now is, it was a big black woman said, mm-hmm. I've never seen anyone like me on the screen.
Yeah.
And she got to do it. And, you know, we say that now. Like,
and she just felt so special, too. She was like, you know what, Rudy? You know, I never got to see somebody like me on film, but you put me up there, you know, and I'll be forever grateful to you for it. And so. Mm.
And I do think that now, like, I'm watching stuff. And Willow, my mm-hmm. 4-year-old, is just watching the stuff. Her favorite doll is Tiana. She grabs Tiana all the time.
Aww.
I love it.
And she doesn't think anything of that there was that these are firsts or that they're that she doesn't know any better her favorite Moana
right
so her favorite are Tiana. Mm-hmm. That's her first go-to.
Right.
Though she's dressed like Elsa today.
Right.
And then Moana.
Right.
She sees nothing.
Right.
She sees none. That they're all just princesses to her. Not one is special for being color or looking.
Which is
she's acknowledged that I'm brown. She knows I'm brown. But sometimes she says, I'm not brown. I'm like mommy.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? It's like, you know, kind of going full circle. Superman, back to that. Like, mm-hmm. I remember being a kid. I had the pajamas, but I'd always look down at my hands and I'm like, oh, I'm different than him. You know what I mean? And it was like, and it always did, like, for some reason, even when, you know, my dad was like, you want to dress up like Superman for Halloween? I was like, nah, I'm good. You know, so mm-hmm. I'd go as like somebody from Star Trek or, you know, whatever it may be.
I purposely didn't want to dress like Lando because I didn't want to be the one black guy.
Exactly.
Oh, I want to have to be him. Right. No, I'm somebody else. I'm Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. I don't want to play a Native American. You know what?
I dressed up like Luke Skywalker one year, but my dad was poor, right? So he just had me use my karate outfit.
Oh, man.
But I was like, oh, are you a karate guy? I'm like, no, I'm Luke Skywalker. It's the same. Like, it's a real, like, oh, okay.
All right. All you needed was a flashlight.
Like,
right,
but you're black.
It's tough.
I'm Luke.
I'm Luke. Yeah, for real.
I'm Luke Blackwalker.
Oh, man. But you know what? It's so great that kids now have characters for everything, right? You know, and I couldn't imagine what it would have done for us. You know, would it have taught us to dream bigger? Maybe. I don't know, but we're dreaming pretty big now. So,
you know, I can't believe what an oblivious kid I was, though. And when it came to pretending, though,
right?
Like, I would pretend to be anyone, and it didn't matter. Like, I didn't even think about it at all. I pretend to be any sort of race of, you know, when I'm playing dress up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like listening to this. I'm thinking, wow, I'm surprised that didn't cross my mind.
Did you like, what was your school makeup? Was it mostly like,
I mean, I was mostly just around white people all the time.
That was us too. Like, I mean, Silas, Boston, me, I went to Catholic school. So it was mostly like Filipino and white, you know? So it's like, I'll never forget the moment that I knew I was different was when everybody went to the water fountain to make mohawks.
Yeah.
And then I just put water on my hair, my shit, you know, I was like, oh yeah, just get soft. So
my hair, you're like, my hair is beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
So. Well, I mean, I guess that's just the weird thing. Like, I think when it came to acting, I just never saw race.
Right.
But I definitely knew I was different from the other kids for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have moments of being like, oh, why can't I just like let my hair air dry and have it be easy to deal with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay tuned for that on my hair adventures. But that was probably the biggest thing was just like, they don't have to deal with their hair. It's so easy for them to like work with.
Right.
But yeah, that's so funny. But when you were talking about the Superman thing, you reminded me of this guy that I went to grad school with.
Mm-hmm.
My Alexander technique teacher, she noticed like, for like people who don't know what that is, she was really good at seeing like your psychophysical whole. She wasn't like one of those Alexander teachers where it's like you have to stand like this and like a stiff sort of thing. She was more like she could tell from your body whether or not you were connected wholly to what you were doing.
Okay.
And you know, there's lots of other wonderful things to say about her, but she noticed a sort of disconnect with this guy that I went to school with when we were doing Shakespeare, and he actually said that he felt, because she was like, describe what you're seeing and blah blah blah, and he described looking down and seeing himself as white.
Wow.
And it blew my mind. He wasn't white.
Right, right, right.
You know, he was Homer Simpson. No, just kidding. but he wasn't white.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, you don't have to do that. You know, right. And just be yourself. And you're, you know, and we talked through a whole thing. And I just remember being amazed. Like, it didn't occur to me.
Right.
That was like a, just because none of us would have been there in Shakespeare's time. Well, I guess as a woman too, it's like, I know I would have never been in the plays anyway,
right?
Back when
in the
wrote
play,
them.
But they're no, were, it was like the characters of female,
but the, right? But you know, when you go back to the sort of like historical, so I'm just taking it in. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I was the abnormal child to not think of that.
Because I mean,
more often than not, when I do start to hear these stories,
I didn't think of my I didn't occur to me about being black until honestly, till my dad played Roots for me.
How old were you?
Like 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like I was really young.
Yeah.
Like, world's racist. You need to know this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. this is intense, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but, I guess I knew there was, I knew that we were experiencing discrimination a bunch, but I think I could have, like, in a child, like, escaped from it because I didn't have to deal with it regularly.
Right. Like, they
I do remember when my dad's girlfriend said the N word.
Oh, shit.
She's like, oh, you know, these niggas. And my dad's like,
yeah.
And then I was like, I was in the back listening, like, in the car, like, in the van. And when she got out, and he's like, later, and I go, is Sheila racist?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
And that's what that was. He never saw her again.
Dude, you know, it's, said that it really, you know, so I was telling Crystal this, and it, like, it warmed her heart so much, was that the Mixedish show. And yeah. She was just like, you know, you forget that people like Silas and, you know, eventually our kids are going to have that. They'll be able to identify with that show. Yeah. And it really is. I mean, like, watching the show and just hearing your stories about your dad, that totally makes it. It's, I'm like, this is Silas's story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's amazing to watch. So
it is weird to think. I mean, I think that's also, that's really getting me to say, I want new stories.
Right.
Because I'm like, I thought all the stories had been done.
Right.
Like, I really did. I was like, from all my theater training and everything, I was like, no, it's all, we're all redoing everything again.
I remember you saying that.
But
one
then
time.
I'm watching this and going, it's, that's my story. I've never seen a story, and I didn't know I hadn't seen it until it was there.
Right.
Mm. And I'm like, oh, so there's more to write.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of exciting for me as a writer to go, oh, so I can write something new.
Totally.
You know, like, I mean, there's still not shows that I can think of about mixed people.
Yeah.
Dating.
That's so true.
Oh boy. Right? That's true. And I mean, one's complicated.
In all the comedies, one has to be black.
Yeah.
And one has to be half black. Mm-hmm. That way the black one can explain, you don't understand, boo.
Right.
This is the way I drew in your white world. You know?
Yeah.
And she's,
you know,
and but, she's trying to prove her blackness.
But you think about it, and it's like, how much of the world now is interracial couples? You know what I mean? And it's like
a lot more. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, they'll be tuning in, and it's like, there's some real shit you gotta deal with sometimes. Sometimes the parent of this person is like, oh, are you really, you're dating, you know,
sometimes, or, like, always.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've experienced that, but, like,
most of mine have been cool,
man,
but
there's never been somebody who wasn't upset,
really,
in the family at some point that I heard about.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's always been nice to me for the most part, but I don't know.
Oh yeah, they're always nice to my face because I'm a very pleasant person.
Yeah. 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 I've never, you know, I've never even heard the stuff behind the there was one girl that I was, like, kind of seeing, and she said she had asked her dad, and he was like, well, you know, I just think they should stay, you know, to themselves, and we should stay to ourselves. But, like, I never met the guy,
stay,
and I barely,
themselves,
like, dated her, but that's what I found out. But it was also a funny situation because I remember we were kind of hooking up, and then I had asked her, I was like, so you think we should be a couple? And then she was like, no, let's just keep doing what we're doing. Then she saw me do comedy, and I crushed it at whatever this set was, and it was, like, early, like, on, and it was at Laughs, and she was like, yeah, let's be a couple. And I was like, no, let's just keep doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? And I was just like, no, I can't.
I still remember back in college, there was another black ballroom dance teacher.
Right.
And there was one of the TAs was white, and they started dating, and and nobody thought anything of it. You know, it's that time. It's fine. And she introduced him to her family, and where she was from, an all white town, you know. She did not know until that moment that her parents were racist.
Crazy.
So she's in college. She had no clue. She had no idea it would be an issue. And they apparently flipped the fuck out. And she ended up breaking up with him because of that. And that's sort of when I was no longer friends with her. Because I was like, well, I'm done with you. You're like, you're breaking up because of your parents? Like, really? Oh, she was like, oh, Tess, you don't understand. They were so mad. I'm like, gives a fuck what a racist thinks. Like, your parents,
seriously.
And it's like, you ended a relationship because. So I kept it to myself.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I would have called her out on it, but there I was just like, oh, well,
it's so
I guess
right?
Can't really be friends with you.
Exactly, because then she's just gonna do that to you at some point, maybe.
I guess she's her parents were like, well, you can be friends with him, but you can't date him. Like,
that's so fucking wild, you know? But it's like, you know, you keep thinking back to it, and it's like, these are people who grew up in a time when I would say, like, fucking Jim Crow was still going on. You know what I mean? And where was this at? Was this in?
This was in Chico, California, up north. I mean, you know, there's a lot of a lot of white suburbs and white around lakes.
Yeah,
you know.
But a lot of people who, you know, they claim to be liberal. You know, they talked that shit.
Oh, that's what they're saying. She was like, the, as far as she knew, they were like a liberal house. They didn't know that.
Until
but
it
I mean,
to
well,
you.
But now when I see, you know, she's married to some white dude and they have white children and they're like pseudo, I was like, if she said she's looking at herself, like if she said she's Republican, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like they started a business and it's like, mm-hmm. I think it's,
yeah,
she's
we voted
MLM.
For Trump because of. It's like, geez.
Well, just for economics, you know. I don't agree socially, but you know, economics, it's just better for us.
Yeah, but I mean, they should probably build a wall because the Mexicans. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch?
Oh my god! Did you have any nerd news today?
Just the stuff that was coming out.
Yeah,
Everything's. I think we just did 40 minutes on nerd news.
We did, yeah, so, totally. But I will say this. Can I say two other
yeah, we got
films?
A little,
real quick. Okay.
Yeah, a little time left.
Two other films I'm very excited about. There's one with Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan where Jamie Foxx is... Did you see that one? The trailer?
Yeah.
Where he's
no,
like
in it's coming back to me.
Prison and Michael B. Jordan's like
oh,
the
yeah,
lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That looks so good.
Is that not the story of the... It's not. That's not Marshall?
No.
That's not Thurgood Marshall. But there's a Thurgood Marshall one coming out, right?
Well, they already did a Thurgood Marshall one. There was another one called Marshall about the guy who was the football player who got accused of rape who really didn't do it. So there was that one where he's in jail.
Oh, I thought there was one about Thurgood.
Well, anyways.
About how he got.
Watch the trailer about the Jamie Foxx, Michael B. Jordan one. That one's really good. But Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. If you haven't seen the trailer to this.
Uncut Gems?
Uncut Gems. Watch the trailer. To listeners out there, watch Uncut Gems, the trailer. It's already getting crazy great ratings. Rotten Tomatoes, IGN gave it 9s, and I don't know, they say that he could be up for like an Academy Award. He said if he doesn't even get a nod, he's gonna make a horrible fucking movie on purpose. So yeah.
When is Sanford and Son gonna get a reboot? That's what I wanna know.
A white reboot.
When's yeah, Good Times.
Good Time. 227.
What was that? What's Happening?
Yeah.
And What's Happening Now? That was like the blaxploitation of TV, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
What's Happening Now? Hey!
Man, all kind of shit.
Hey! Rerun?
Yeah.
Was it Rerun?
Rerun, yeah. Yeah, doing it.
Oh, did you not watch that?
It was before
you know
your time.
You know what we're talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah. If you grew up in an all-black household, you probably would've.
This is why she didn't notice any difference.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't showing you
Jefferson's
the black
and all that
films.
Shit.
Oh,
the
I
black
saw
shows.
Jefferson's.
How'd you miss Good Times?
No, I'm not saying that I didn't know that I was a different color. I'm saying that when I was acting and pretending,
right.
I never felt like
never
I had to be a
you.
Different color. Even I'd play a Southern Belle, and I'd still think I looked like how I look. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is an extreme example.
Yeah.
But if we're going to accept Greece... In the 50s and put in black people in there, then why can't we go to the Civil War and do it? Why can't we put a black person on a plantation? Or what if it's what if we're not even talking about okay,
where,
what if we're not in the Civil War?
On the plantation? Weren't they already on the plantation? Just
well,
not
I'm just saying why not put them in the house? Why not put
Sometimes
them as
they were in the house?
Or as I'm why not be the wife? Why just cast it however
well,
we want
because,
and not worry?
Because I think we just talked about it in that Greece. The race, while that was prevalent, like those issues were prevalent in the time period, I don't think that was a prevalent part of the story.
Not of the story.
Of the story. Mm. Whereas if you're setting something in the plantation and it's about slavery during the Civil War.
I fell apart as I was saying. I was trying to save it.
Sure
I was like,
you had to make sure I was still awake. See, when I feel informed, I will give you an opinion. When I'm not informed, I will try to keep my
Every time I see some Harlem Nights was the only time I've ever seen anything that took place in the 30s.
Right.
And I bought it with black people in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Amazing movie. Did you see Harlem Nights? Okay, another one. We got to have
a black education
education
of Samantha.
Yeah. That's a great one. So we'll text you all the movies you need to watch.
I remember when Harlem Nights first came out, I watched it, and this is how white I was in the town. I was like, this isn't funny.
Really?
And then I watched it like 5 years later. I was like, this is fucking hilarious. And I don't know what the difference was.
Wait, was it an all white movie theater you were watching it in?
No, I think I saw it on like HBO or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I forget what year it was.
I feel like I might have been too young to understand it at first, but then watching it as an adult, it was the funniest shit. Even Arsenio Hall, when he like, remember when his brother, like, spoiler alert for anybody, like, never mind. It's that funny. Just watch. Well, it's been out for, you know what? Fuck you if you haven't watched it. Yeah. So Arsenio Hall, like his brother gets killed, right? And he's like crying in the car like a baby. He's like, they killed the wrong niggas, brother, man. And he's just like, he's like, ha, ha, ha. And it's just, it's so fucking funny. And he accidentally shoots, like, they're like, shoot, there's a shootout. And he actually shoots his friend in the front seat in the back of the head. Yeah. He was like, oh shit, you shot Junior. He was like, no, I didn't. It was an accident. He's like, I'm sorry, Junior. And it's just like, just the comedic timing of everything and Eddie Murphy and just the back and forth.
Red Fox.
Red Fox. I mean, even, Red Fox, Della Reese, they are great together. And this is before Della Reese got super Christian and was like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just.
Touched by
my hoes.
I love that show.
I'm an honest hoe. And all my hoes is honest.
Exactly.
I don't know why I didn't find it funny at all. Like, and then 5 years, I was like, this is fucking hilarious. What did I miss?
Totally.
And I remember white people like watching and be like, oh, I loved it. But at the time, I always thought white people liked anything that said the N-word. Like, oh, I can't say it.
But also, there, you know, it's just great how it's one of those things. It's almost like an Ocean's 11 where the way that they outdo the bad guy is genius. And I'm like, oh, I didn't see that coming. And then, so watch Harlem Nights, watch Dolomite. And blacken up your experience.
Yeah. And,
hey, I'm just fucking around.
No, that's pretty funny.
We're out of time, but thank you so much for experiences this extra black episode.
Yeah.
We broke down all the color barriers and created some.
Yes.
We broke some down, built some up.
Yeah.
We're building our own wall.
We are.
It's a black wall.
That's right.
Around this planet. Final frontier.
Black and a half?
Black and a half.
Live long, live long, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper.